Finally. All right, ready?
Sure.
That was...
Wait, what on earth? Okay.
It's time for the Anonymous Cow.
Okay. So Ben, has anything funny happened to you lately?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Nothing at all?
Well, actually, wait. Oh, no, not really. Sorry.
Okay, so, anything funny happened with Sammy? Wait, but before you start, you better explain who Sammy is.
I am Ben from a little town in the middle of nowhere called Omigo. And, let's see here. I go to a school of 300 kids. I'm an eighth grader. I have a little sister named Samantha, a little brother named Peter.
And an older brother.
And an older brother. I mean, an older sister. Her name is Eli.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I have to make the funny happen. Eli, well, you know how girls are about shoes.
Oh my goodness, you're so
and
cruel.
And he could not find his shoes. So he was like on a rampage, you know, how big sisters are about their shoes. And so...
So cruel.
Every time Eli...
That's his brother, not his sister.
Every time she loses something, she basically thinks it's me who took it. Which, you know, that's standard protocol for being an older sibling. Except for I don't do that because it's mean. So he runs into my room and, like, tackles me. Wait, no, first he grabbed my arm and just, like, starts wrenching it like some Indian rug burn. And then he shoved me on the ground. He tackled me then. He's like, where are my shoes? And I'm like, I don't have my shoes. And he's like, yes, you do. And I'm like, how do you know? And he's like, because you always take my stuff. And it's like, no, I don't. You always think I do. And so I'm like, get out of my room. He's like, no. And so I pushed him out of my room, and he started running upstairs. And so I grabbed his hoodie and threw him downstairs.
Wow. You guys do a ton of stuff like that, in my experience. Like... sledding down the stairs on cardboard.
The stairs are just a fun place to be.
Yeah, especially when you're getting thrown down them by your hoodie.
Oh, yeah, and my dad is on crutches.
Oh, yeah, because he broke his leg.
No, he didn't.
Oh, what'd he do?
He, like, broke his bone in his foot.
Oh.
And then he had a walker, but then they raced in the walker and broke it, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, $100 down the trash.
Or down the drain, as most people say.
Well, it was thrown away, I think.
Okay. Well, anyways, I forgot the fake sponsor. So.
Oh, I know who we're going to get sponsored by today.
Who? Audible?
Okay.
Wait.
See you after the commercial break.
All right, yeah. What was that?
It's the commercial break, Jeremiah.
Oh.
Do you feel yourself sapped of your emotion? Do you feel yourself not being expressive of what's happening in your life? Well, then you need Leave Britney Alone pills.
Okay.
They help you scream and cry and get mascara all over your face so you look like a clown.
Okay, now it's time for the real fake sponsor.
At first, I was sitting in an empty room, filmed in black and white. I had a sullen look on my face, indicating I was suffering from some kind of debilitating illness.
And then an actress portraying his wife stepped up behind him and explained that the problem was only getting worse and that he needed to take action.
But how?
You should talk to your doctor about drug.
Drug?
Yes, drug. The legit sounding medical breakthrough that just got FDA approved last week thanks to intense pressure from pharmaceutical lobbyists.
So I talked to an actor dressed as a doctor in what clearly wasn't a doctor's office. And he recommended I start taking drug immediately. Then the camera panned up and slowly faded to white.
Now we're being filmed in color, and everything is great.
That's right, we're not allowed to say that drug is going to solve all your problems by showing us running around acting like children,
taking in the sights,
and enjoying a delicious ice cream cone.
The drug manufacturers can imply that their product has clearly changed our lives.
This is the part of the commercial where we tell you about all the side effects associated with drug. It's important we get through this list as quickly as possible, so you don't remember any of the truly dangerous problems that we mentioned.
Problems like liver failure, suicidal thoughts,
bowel dislocation, and heart stoppage.
As well as sudden bouts of cannibalism. But don't you worry about that.
Because now we're surrounded by adorable kittens.
Talk to your doctor about drug today.
Drug. Vague statement of a better life. Or something.
Pretty awesome, huh?
I heard drugs aren't good for you at school.
Well, that's too bad.
And they cause liver failure.
And heart stoppage. And thoughts of cannibalism.
And bloody poop.
Never said anything about that.
Yeah, you sure?
Yes.
I was listening. Gastric disorder. Whatever.
Okay, so aside from the fake sponsor, we've also got two real sponsors. Well, technically. More of affiliates, but whatever. First of all, there's the Audible trial that you can get. It's basically a free audiobook for you and $15 for me. And it's awesome. And that's over at www.audibletrial.com/anonymouscow with no spaces or anything. And go check that out. And then also, we've got an affiliate with the Laughing Mongoose over at tlmcast.blogspot.com. We've actually got a email from him, or voicemail, and he's also in the chat room. So, hello, Noah, from podcast land. So yeah, go check out his site and his podcast, and yep, send him a voicemail or something, and we'll all be happy. So, back to the voicemail that I got from him. It's right here.
Right. Moo.
Huh?
Moo.
Okay.
Moo.
Okay.
Moo.
Okay, ready?
Moo.
Shh.
Moo.
Shh. Okay, it's going.
Hello, Jeremiah. I think this is recording. Sure hope so. So, I'm recording this on my new fancy schmancy microphone, so the sound quality should be a lot better. But anyways, I have a funny story. By the way, this is Noah. I'm not sure if I said that. But anyways, I've got a funny story. So I've been wanting to quit the sport that I've been doing for a little while, but my parents are making me do it. So, I'm homeschooled, and, I have to write a propagandist essay for, homeschool, and, I can choose my topic. So I chose the topic to, I made the topic, well, I'm getting way mixed up, so, okay. Let me restart. Okay. Okay, this is awkward. So, I chose the topic, and I made it why I shouldn't do this sport. And, I just wrote it, and my parents haven't seen it yet, but I'm gonna show it to them. Hopefully it'll get me out of it. So, I'll see how that goes, but thanks for a great podcast again, thanks for all the help. And, those of you who are listening, do the Audible affiliate program, because it's generous, and because I did it, and it's cool. So, anyways, that's all. So, see you. Bye.
So, thank you, Noah, who's also in the chat room, as far as I know. And thanks for getting the Audible trial.
Cough.
Yeah, whatever.
I haven't been using very many sound effects.
That wasn't really funny.
That doesn't really matter. So,
any other... So,
guess what? So in social studies,
yeah,
are doing these like reports on like changing laws because we're studying government.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Forever. And so all the kids are like, I want to change the school lunches, and other classes are doing like gun control.
Yeah.
And guess what our class is doing?
What?
Abortion.
Yep.
Cut the crap map, Guadalajara.
Yep. So, yeah.
Mr. Topliff, our teacher, was like, you know, I haven't really seen any controversial subjects come up yet. And I was like, we should do abortion. And all the kids were like, yeah! What's that? Like, oh, you poor, unintelligent children. Know the way of the human.
Yep.
Sacrificing their young for a better body of themselves.
Yep.
Duh. Cool.
So I've got a funny thing that happened to me the other day. I was on my iPod and I was writing this email and I was gonna say ooh or something like that. And the spell check, once I got to four O's, it either said to put poop or poops.
Okay.
So, I thought that was kind of funny. So, yeah. It was a second generation iPod.
Okay.
Yep. And I got it from Ben, too. For free.
Yeah. Yep. I'm so generous.
Yeah, I know. So.
I'm looking at my emails right now. There's nothing. How lame.
Yep. So, I was taking visual basic class. And, we had to make this app the other day. Basically all it did was you click a button and then it says whatever. You're supposed to have it say hello world in a bunch of different languages.
That's
so
really dumb.
I know it was. But I made it say it all. I also made it say it in that Wingdings font. Yep. And I gave it a, yeah. And so we had to make like an exit button. And then the next day I got bored in class. So I just made a quick little app that said that had like 20 buttons, and if you click button number one, it would just say you've just clicked button number one, and there was an exit button, and that was it. It was kind of boring or weird, but I was like really bored. So, yeah.
Okay. So, what was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, if you go on chunksofwisdom.com, my photography album, Riverscape, will be displayed there in a few weeks. So if you want to do that, you can, if you do.
What?
I took the pictures in the back of my yard property and around the river I live next to. It's really pretty.
Cool.
So if you want to see those, go to chunksofwisdom.com.
/AC7. Wait, how are you going to put them on?
I'm going to give them to you.
So you want me to put them in, like, the show notes of this episode?
Just put them, like, on the homepage. They're really cool. I'll send them to you in an email.
Okay.
Like right now.
I might do that. So, yeah. So, there was this funny thing that my dad found on eBay. And, Ben, I don't know if you got this tweet yet or not, but, remember when you sold that bag of dirt on eBay?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, this person, they're selling an assault rock on eBay. They call it a caveman's AR-15 assault rock. So here, I'm going to read the description. It says, this is your chance to own the most iconic piece of history, tried and true of all assault weapons. This rock is millions of years old and may have been the caveman's AR-15. This is not a modern AR-15 or assault weapon. Rather, this is the caveman's AR-15 assault rock. Again, this is a rock. This item is intended purely for decoration and not intended to be used as a weapon. This is your chance to own a piece of history. Bid with confidence with my 100% positive feedback. Thanks. And the current bid is $3,050.
Are you serious?
I'm completely serious. I'm going to even have the link in the show notes.
Oh my god.
I know. So, for $3,100 or more, you could own a Salt Rock. He said that they're putting all the proceeds to, like, charity, though, so. Oh, and then also, yeah, it's funny. Check that out over at www.chunks-o-wisdom.com/ac8.
Okay, I think I will do that.
Okay. And, yeah.
Hey guys, why did the calf cross the road?
Why?
Get to the other side.
Oh my goodness, that's so bad. It hurts. It hurts with a pain. A painful pain.
Why did the forgetful chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the, go shopping, or I don't know.
Ugh. It hurts a lot.
Why did the fat turkey cross the road?
I don't know.
To get hit by a car.
Wow.
Why did the turkey cross the road?
I don't know.
Because he wasn't a chicken.
Okay. Oh, so have any of you guys heard of the Cinnamon Challenge?
Oh, yes. Did I show you that Glazel?
Yes, I've seen that. That's what I'm about to play.
Oh, my God.
So this is by Glazel One. And
look her up on YouTube. She does food challenges. Yeah. She's hilarious and stupid.
One of the top comments is, you're supposed to use a spoon, not a shovel.
Okay. You might want to watch this if you're in the chat room, or just listen first. It's really funny.
Yep. Okay. I'm about to play it.
Three.
Wait, not yet. I still have to get the desktop presenter set up with that.
10. Nine and a half.
Nine. Eight. Nine. Seven.
Ten.
Six.
12.
Five. Go.
Seven.
Hello, this is Glazel. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I wanted to know. Okay, so 150 kabillion people have been asking me to do the cinnamon challenge. If you go to my fan page on Facebook or any comments from the last couple of videos I put up, I did a cinnamon challenge. And I usually don't give in to peer pressure because what's so challenging about cinnamon? Really? So everybody's been getting on my nerves. I got some cinnamon. I don't even know what kind you're supposed to get. You know, because cinnamon is good for you. You put cinnamon on, like, you know, different drinks and stuff. So,
stupid.
I know.
You take some cinnamon.
And we got time for that.
I guess. I don't. So I have a spoon, and I don't have a spoon bigger than this. So I had this, because I don't know how much you're supposed to take, so.
By the way, listeners, she's got, like, a huge ladle. Like, massive.
You know, when your mom makes that really gross soup that you hate, and you're just, like, looking around the dinner table for something you want to eat, and you always notice that, like, huge black ladle?
Yeah, like, in the soup bowl or whatever to serve the soup. That's basically...
By the way, picture this huge black lady with a massive afro and these big hoop earrings.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have the link in the show notes, so you can check that out over at www.chunks-o-wisdom.com/...
Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
Just take it.
Okay, I'm going.
And I guess you count to 10, or you take it, and I don't know. All right, so here's the cinnamon. All right? All right, here go.
Turn up.
It's coming out of her nose.
I know.
She just grabbed a whole pitcher out of the fridge. Like an entire just water pitcher. It's spilling everywhere. She just
spilled a heart attack. Video people.
Over and out.
So.
Play that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, I already did that last time.
Wait, what about the song?
What song?
There's a song for it.
For this?
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
No, I did the original and the song.
The song is the best.
I know. She's like hacking everywhere.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
One in a million Glazel, everybody.
Yep. So.
Give me my Virginia Slims.
Yep. So, apparently, according to my mom, our grandpa says that if you think you're going to barf or something, like in the near future, like if you're going on an airplane or something, eat bananas. Because they taste the same going up and down.
Ew.
I know.
That is disgusting. Your grandpa is messed up.
He said that he learned that from an airplane guy. What's that noise?
I'm playing Doodle Jump.
No, stop. Ben.
Okay, I'll stop.
Good. So, yeah. Stop it. So, a funny thing happened the other day. I was playing Portal on Minecraft on a server thing. And I went super high. Like, I jumped from super high into a portal, and it was, like, facing up. And I went so high that it kicked me for flying.
That's dumb.
I know. It was funny. It was really weird.
LOL.
Yeah. So, yep. Stop it! Ben.
What?
What was that?
What was what?
You just, like, put me on hold for a sec.
Oh, sorry about that.
So, yeah. Okay, so it's almost time for us to go in about 7 minutes or so. Anyways, the other night we were eating supper, and we had this bread. It was, like, cheese bread or something. And it was, like, really long and thin. Anyways, my dad was like, do you want the heel or an inner piece? And then I was like, I'll have an inner piece. And then my mom was like, you want inner piece? It was kind of dumb. Get it?
No.
Inner piece. You want inner piece? Get it?
Oh, hey, for all you music people out there, why do clarinetists stand outside your doorway?
I don't know.
Because they can't find the key and they don't know when to come in.
Okay.
So if you play a musical instrument, you should know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
That's right, because you don't play any music instruments.
Yep.
Tell that one to your dad, because he knows music.
Really?
Yep. Oh. How do you keep your money from being stolen?
I don't know.
You put it in a clarinet case.
Okay.
Because no one likes clarinets.
Wow, you're being racist to clarinets.
It's not racist, it's stereotypical.
Whatever. Anyways.
Oh, guess what happened?
What?
I was cringing. In band.
No way.
Hey.
because of the flutes. And the flutes, they don't, it's just, when you put a flute together, the tuning part is never going to be in tune. You always have to tune it. And it's, flutes are like infamous for being out of tune every time you have
Dang.
To tune them.
What?
Okay. And so the student teacher that was sitting next to me after, when I was cringing, told me, she's like, oh, why are you upset with them? When are you going to learn how to play the flute? And I was like, oh, I already have at home. And I also play the violin and the piano and the bells and the bass. And I told her, yeah, student teacher, you better watch out.
No way.
Yes way.
Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, Ben.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Shall I play Dang. You the song on my violin?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? No. We don't have to. Wait.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, we do.
No, we've only got like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And I still want to show another video.
Why do you want to show a video?
Because. Ben.
Okay, I'll stop.
Good.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. So, two last wrapping up things. I was going over to the computer, and my sister and her friends were playing with these dolls and stuff. And I looked on the chair, and this picture will be in the show notes. But there was this creepy doll. Like, it was just scary. I'm gonna have a picture of it in the show notes. But its hair was like, oh, it was just creepy. I'm showing it on live stream right now.
I can't go to live stream, so you have to explain it later.
Okay. So it's like it was bald except for just a small circle on it, the top of its head. Wait, just go, it'll put you on hold, just go over there really fast. Over to my live page.
Wait, I'm going to tell you one more joke.
Okay.
I'll see you later, okay?
Huh?
Let's see here.
Yes.
I wasn't ready yet.
Oh, Ben. Ben.
Okay, I'm almost there.
Got it now?
No. Your mom is so fat, her portrait fell off the wall.
Oh my god.
Your mom.
Your mama's so fat, she leaves stretch marks in the bathtub.
Oh my god. That's terrible. Okay. Now to the last video. I'm only gonna play a couple of these things, but basically, it's this guy, and he had this costume as a he had this costume, and when he was in it, and he was sitting in his car and leaned back, it looked like he was a chair. So he went up to drive-thrus, and people would, they would, like, he would drive up, and then nobody would be there, because it would look like it was a chair, what he was sitting on, but it really wasn't. It was actually it was just a costume that he had on. And they just, it was hilarious. Okay, I'm gonna play it. It's only, like, 3 minutes, so I guess I'll play the whole thing.
Oh.
Okay, so for this prank, what I did was I built this car seat costume. And what I'm going to do with this costume is I'm going to put it on and I'm going to go through a drive-thru. And I'm going to show you how it looks in the inside of the car with this costume on.
Wait, I need to get it on the live stream.
Simone.
Okay.
So this is how the costume looks while I'm wearing it. And
it's pretty realistic, actually.
React when a car with no driver rolls up to their drive-thru window.
Yo! What the heck is going on? Oh my god.
This is terrible. It's crazy. It's awesome.
It's Glazel.
Are you serious? Just a brownie?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He needs to drive away.
Come in.
Okay, that's enough for now. But it's really funny if you see the video. With the video, it's like a billion times more funny.
Okay, we will all do that, Jeremiah.
We will. Make sure you go check it out over at my website, which I've already said. Okay, well, it's time to wrap up the show. You can send feedback to me. Ben? Okay. You can send feedback to me at chunksofwisdom@gmail.com with no, like, spaces or anything. And follow me at Twitter at twitter.com/chunks_o_wisdom. Ben, can people follow you anywhere?
You can follow me on Twitter. My name is Ramen Noodles.
With no spaces or anything?
Nope. I'm this kid with brown hair and pink headphones on, so...
Yeah.
No. I think that's my Twitter pic you're watching now on podcast, so...
Yep, it is. So, you can donate with PayPal over... through web@haya.ca. And if I don't know you, you can get on my server for like $5. And just leave like a note and donate because I'm saving up for an iPod Touch and stuff. And...
That's a new theme song. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Hey, yo, Jeremiah, drop me a beat.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay. So, leave ratings and reviews on iTunes and stuff. And, yep.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So...
Jason Derulo.
Yeah. exit theme song time.
Oh, that was a tasty cheeseburger. That was a tasty cheeseburger.
Shh.
Shut up.
Okay. And end recording.